Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
She's been a longtime friend of the program. We met her through her son, Nicholas, who was a big fan of the show. I'd like to welcome back Jerry Parscale.
It's nice to be here.
I want to say Parscale and Parscale. Welcome back.
Oh, it's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
We think of Nicholas often.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did I hear right? It's been 3 years.
Yes, it'll be 4 in June.
Remind everybody about the great Mr. Nicholas.
So Nicholas was, in 2016, he was my youngest son, and in 2016, he was diagnosed with a pineal blastoma, which is a brain tumor. Mm. And for him, it was inoperable. He looked at that as his gift to be able to say, I have a brain tumor, so another child with cancer doesn't have to go through it. He truly believed
that
God gave him cancer so another little child didn't have to go through it. Mm. And he was all about positivity. He was all about helping others. Never met a stranger. In fact, he would drive you insane if you met him because instantly he was your best friend. And just wanted people to be happy and to pay it forward, if you will. And he truly, that's what he did with his life,
How old was he?
He was 14 when he passed.
That's so young.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was a great kid.
Yes, and he loved your show so much, and he had listened to it since he was a baby. because we would listen to it in the car, and he knew great things because of you guys.
So. You and a lady named Darcy Krause are out with a book entitled Navigating the Unexpected.
Yes.
And I think the subtitle is A School Leader's Guide, because you're in education.
Yes.
A School Leader's Guide to Trauma Response Teams. Tell me about this book.
Okay, so at the time he was diagnosed in 16, Darcy Krause, who was my friend at the time, she was also his principal. And so what we found ourselves doing was navigating him through his educational career alongside this disease. And Nicholas passed away, as I mentioned, in June of 21. And Darcy, being a friend, you know, we talked every day, and we often found ourselves processing not what we had done wrong, but if we had known better, what could we have done better? And so that set us out on a path for really having two different pieces of research. Number one, was there a tool out there that we hadn't gotten our hands on that someone could give educators to be able to say how to navigate these traumas? And two, how much of a need was actually out there for this type of a tool? And the sad fact is, albeit there's lots of research out on trauma, both adult trauma and kid trauma, there wasn't a real good tool or a how-to book. And so In our research, one of the most startling pieces of research we found was that, and it was from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. So they had their finger on the button, and in 2023, they wrote that 2/3 of our students worldwide are now reporting that they have been a victim of a traumatic event or a crisis event. Two-thirds by the age of 16. Scott.
And what does traumatic mean to a 16-year-old or somebody younger than that?
So let me give you, this is because we wrote the book.
I mean, a breakup isn't a traumatic event, right?
No, not at all. But what they talk about, of course, is they mention abuse in the study. They mention family situations in the study. But, you know, as we looked at Nicholas, his was a trauma. His was a health trauma. But we wanted to take it one step further because we as adults have a tendency to think of weather-related catastrophes and bomb threats when we think of trauma. And, of course, these are huge. But we are going to – our book and toolkit for the teachers is more along the lines of the individual who's experiencing the trauma. So let me give you just a few.
Okay.
Let's say that you have a military family living in your school. You have three of their students in your system, and the military member is leaving on a 12-month deployment. You have in your district a family who has moved in from a war-torn country, and they have no support in the community or the school. Let's say that you have a beloved high school teacher who is on his way to school one day, who is in a serious car accident and is in intensive care. And albeit you don't have those students, or excuse me, you don't have him on your site, you have his twin daughters in seventh grade in your school. And, you know, if I may, I'm just going to bring it home for a lot of us out there. When I was at the day of the Chiefs parade, I was working in a school in Arkansas, and I had just gotten in my car. It was like 2:03, and listening to your station on the way back. And of course, we all learned of the horrific event. And as I listened to your wonderful coverage and really, you know, heard a lot, my phone was also blowing up because both Darcy and I had friends who knew we were writing the book who were saying, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Because tomorrow they were going to have kids in front of them who had been traumatized and they had
to
be
able. Who were at the
parade. Right. Yeah. Who were at the parade or because we had school districts, Scott, who dismissed that day for the parade. And now we have this situation in front of us. So what the book does is, you know, it's very easy to, as a school district, say, well, we got this. You know, nothing bad ever happens here. And I hope it doesn't. But I never planned for Nicholas to have cancer. I never planned to have to help him walk through or navigate his schooling with this disease. And so what we wrote the book to be able to do, it's an easy read. People can pick it up. Educators can pick it up. Because here's what I know. My social media feeds are full of teachers every day. And they're struggling because they have students who are in crisis or in trauma. And they are in need of behavioral interventions, social-emotional interventions, and physical interventions on top of the academic interventions that teachers deal with on a daily basis. And our point is there is a plan that you can have in place. And we walk schools through that plan, how to put that together. And whether you are a school district or a school who already has a plan but would like to tweak it and make it better, or whether you're starting from ground zero, we believe that this book needs to be in every professional library, in every school, and we both, Darcy and I, are consultants who want to help because, you know, experience is the best teacher. And like I said, not that we did anything wrong for Nicholas, but we knew there was a better way. And we believe the book is it.
How can people get it?
So you can get it on Amazon.com or SolutionTree.com, which is the publisher. And both Darcy and I are on every social media platform. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. And we want to be able to be of assistance to you, whether you're a team of teachers, whether you are a school or a school district. Again, you're going to navigate this, and it's better to be able to be prepared. I have a partner who does the same work as I do, and he always says that prevention is the best intervention. And so if there are things that we can do ahead of time, when the tragedy happens, we're going to be ready.
Jerry Parscale, Jerry with a G, not a J. Jerry Parscale, the book is Navigating the Unexpected. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Scott.
It's great to see you.
It's good to see you.
All right. Quick break, 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.